Rudin, Rudin?
Even so, apart from anything else, I really don't think I have the time, Ian. I've got the Food Monthly to write.
Damo, you don't need to work all hours on a pull-out for a Sunday paper.
It is a supplement, Ian, not a pull-out.
Yes, yes.
And then there's the wedding. And every spare minute I have is devoted to table plans, to clothing, to cloth, to invitations, to flowers. Honestly, it is a nightmare that I could well do without.
Damien, the money that this BBC job would pay could cover all of that. You could get married three times over on these wages.
I wasn't planning on bigamy, Ian.
It's not peanuts, Damien. It's great big nuts. Brazil ones. Coconuts, even. They'd like to meet ASAP. How's this afternoon looking?
This afternoon? I mean, I don't even... Where is it? What would I even wear? I appreciate the offer, Ian. I really do. But lucre itself is not enough to persuade me of its artistic worth.
Livy Hollinshead's producing. She did that thing about terrines on BBC Four.
Oh, no, that I did like. Well, that was excellent. The Capers episode alone was as robust a defence of the licence fee as I have yet heard or seen.
It also says here that she had a hand in that Ned Sheeran biopic.
Oh, well, I did enjoy that, actually. Yes. Wasn't Sheridan Smith good?
Unrecognisable.
Even so, Ian, I'm afraid...
Now, hang on. I'm just scrolling down the email and... I quite forgot to tell you the proposed title for the programme. Street Food.
Well, that's not very imaginative.
Street Food with Damien Trench.